Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. And Greg, Larry Fedora spoke on Monday about the North Carolina-Pittsburgh matchup on Thursday. And let's be frank, Carolina needs to figure out a way to get a win against the Panthers on Thursday night. Thoughts on Fedora's comments?
Yeah, Tommy, it's kind of a unique situation because early in the year, everybody, even when North Carolina had some injuries going on, everybody circled this game as the one that North Carolina could kind of count on as an ACC win. And we get to game week, and Pitt is favored by 9 points, which is a pretty significant spread. The Panthers have been playing better of late. They beat Duke and Virginia, beat Virginia pretty handily. And both of those teams, of course, have beaten North Carolina this season. But I think the key message from Fedora is that the guys really used the bye week last week to settle down. It was the first break of the year. If anybody needed a bye week earlier in the season, it was these Tar Heels. But a lot of things have not gone their way with all the injuries. But they were able to kind of take a step back, really focus on fundamentals, kind of get their heads right, because you know it's physically taxing as a football season is, it's equally as taxing on the mental side. And so I think they had a good week last week working on the fundamentals, the basics. And while they understand that their goals for the season, you know, competing for the Coastal Division, winning the state, these types of things are no longer on the table, they are focused on going 1-0, try to win this week, take care of business against Western, and then you have a chance to end the season on a high note against NC State. A lot of work to be done, though, going up to Heinz Field on Thursday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.